you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Hey, I hope you guys had a great Labor Day. Hope you guys had ate lots of food and went to the beach, or you just hung out and just had fun and celebrated with friends and family as you took a break from work. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to take a break from work because you still had to work, hey, you know what? Take some time and celebrate on your day. Just choose a day and celebrate and make it your Labor Day. We have a great show for you today. We are going to talk about how negative thinking affects your health. That is a really big deal. And we're talking about it on Tone It Up Tuesday because a lot of times people don't realize that their thoughts really does affect what goes on with their body and whether they heal from something or not. And that's why we're talking about it. Another reason we're going to talk about this is because we have been helping you lay the best foundation for jumpstarting your financial independence, for cultivating those fruitful relationships, and of course, having the better health. And we are opening up full throttle. September's theme is full throttle. We're opening up to really bring you the best information that we can find. And some of this information is based on things that I went through in my own life, the growth processes that had to take place in order for me to have a more successful life, a more prosperous life, and to cultivate those friendships and information, things I wish I had known, let's say, when I was a kid. But hey, your parents do the best that they can. Your guardians teach you the best that they know how. So it's all good. And it's up to us to travel on our own journey and learn what we can learn. Okay, financial independence, great relationships, and your health is affected by your attitude and how you think. And for anybody who says, well, you know, I don't know, I don't believe that, or for the people who say, well, this is just mumbo jumbo, new age or new wave thinking, and it isn't true, let's go way, way back and let's take a look, starting with the Bible. In 1 Peter 3:10, it says, for whosoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Now, evil and deceit, those are negative things. And so in order for you to keep your tongue from speaking evil and deceit, guess what? Inside, in your mind, you have to be a positive thinker, because in your heart, deep into your heart, you have to be a person who loves life, who wants to see the excited part and the positive part of life. The Bible also says out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it has to be in you. So we're going to learn a little bit about how do we get to our most positive self? How do we get there? How do we actually realize if we're even negative and causing some of our own issues? The health benefits of positive thinking, I mean, they are amazing. They can do quite a bit for your health. And researchers have explored this, and they continue to explore the effects of positive thinking and optimism on your health. And what they discovered was that health benefits that kind of through that come about through positive thinking, it can do the following for you. It can increase your lifespan. It can lower rates of depression. It can lower rates of distress, greater resistance to the common cold, better psychological and physical well-being, reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease, better coping skills during hardships and times of stress. And so it is important to understand that negative thinking can do the exact opposite. So negative thinking can actually increase the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. I had a vacation yesterday, so it seems like I can't talk, right? And also, you can have the better coping skills during hardships and times of stress with the positive side, but negative people only see the negative outcome of things. They only see the doom and gloom of things. So as a result, if you are a negative thinker, and have those negative thoughts, then as far as you're concerned, everything is just doom and gloom, and this is the end of it. There's nothing more. There's nothing that can be done. And so it's really important to understand that negative thinking can really affect your health in ways that you probably couldn't even possibly imagine. You know, there was an experiment done years ago by Dr. Emoto. And Emoto studied water crystals for years. And he studied the water crystals with the intentions of just studying the crystal structures that waters formed. And when doing that, he actually landed on a beautiful piece of evidence of how negativity impacts the structures of those water crystals. And so what he started doing is he would play the crystals different kinds of music. And he would expose the crystals to different emotions. And what Dr. Emoto discovered was that positivity led the beautiful crystals to form. To a lot of these different drops of water within them, the crystals within them would form really beautiful crystals. Whereas when he used emotions of hate and negativity, that led to the dispensation and irregularity formations of the crystals. And so that has an implications for the health of the human body, because we're actually composed of 50 to 70% water. So if we're made of that much water, then, and those crystals can form, have those irregular shapes and those unpleasant looking shapes. And you may want to look this up on the internet, and it's really interesting, because you can actually see the pictures of the differences. You can get pictures of the crystals, see the pictures of the crystals and the different formations that they made based on healthy, happy emotions compared to negative emotions and hateful emotions. And so I'm going to spell his name for you. I think it's Dr. Masaru Emoto, and Masaru is Masaru, and Emoto is Emoto. And I was reading in one of my books that I was reading, I came across this information, and so I decided to look it up on the internet to see if there were some pictures of the crystals. And I said, well, I started to put them on the website, but I thought, you know what, you guys can go and look this up, because it's already on the internet and there's no need to duplicate that. But you can go and check it out. And here's the thing, from looking at that, I believe that this is going to inspire us and inspire you to really pay attention to whether you are participating in positive thinking or negative thinking. And so you really want to check this out. I tell you, you're going to be amazed when you see the difference in the crystals as they are connected to emotions. Now, here's the thing about negativity. Sometimes negative people don't realize that they're negative, and they don't know that they're negative. They think that they're being positive. They think they're keeping it real. They think they're being, it's the fact, they think they're being factual. And it's okay to be factual. It's okay to keep it real. But how about keeping it real positive, or find some positive facts to support the negative facts, to give both sides of the story if you're sharing something? I listen to people talk about their lives. I mean, and this is what our show is about today, is how negative thinking affects your health. So I listen to them talk about their lives and how it's like they're so humdrum. How are you today? I'm okay. Oh, you know, this hurts. That hurts. Oh, you know, I had to go to the doctor. Oh. All right. We get it. You have a few issues. We all do. But the thing is that when you start to implement positive thinking as opposed to negative thinking and just kind of going with that flow of every ailment, every illnesses, and getting afraid every time you hear about some new disease. I know of a person who says, oh no, you know, when the West Nile virus came out, and he was so afraid of getting West Nile, and he would go on the internet to see where was it now and who was getting it and what was going on. And I thought, oh my goodness, who wants to put all of that in their head? Now, what's the facts? The facts is that West Nile virus is real. What's the other side to that coin? The other side to that coin is that doesn't mean that you have to totally immerse yourself in a disease that you don't even have and that perhaps is not even in your neck of the woods yet. Now, it's one thing to understand about prevention. Yeah, understand prevention, but move on and live life and be excited. I mean, for example, how long do you believe that you'll live? And the funny part about that is that there are people, when you ask them how long they think they're going to live, well, as long as the Lord lets me is one answer. Another answer is, well, you know, I'm getting up there, and you know, most people die around 70, 72 years old, so I don't think I'm going to live that long. If I live to be 70, I'll be happy. And I thought, oh my goodness, and do you know that there are studies out there that show that if you believe you're going to have a long life, that you're actually going to do that? Now, why is that? Because when you believe that you're going to have a long life and you buy into that, one of the things that will happen is you're going to actually start to take better care of yourself. You're going to start to do more things that will bring about a long life. And here's the thing, is that if you're one of those people who think that, well, you know, this my mom died at this age, my dad died at this age, and so, well, I know my life is not going to be long either. Here's the thing, by changing your thoughts, you can actually change your health. And so that's why you want to focus on the positive aspects of life. And I hear people say, well, you know, as long as the Lord will let me live. But let me say this to you. If you go back to the Bible, you'll read that God promised 120 to a righteous man. So the thing about that is, part of being righteous, it's not about necessarily making sure that you don't make a mistake through life. But part of that righteousness is being sure or taking care of your body, because your body is a temple that houses your spirit. So that's a big part of righteous living. And so the thing about that is, you're promised 120. So change your thoughts and you'll change your health. And the thing is, there have been studies that shows that how our beliefs about longevity affect how long we live. And so the thing is that during the study, as a matter of fact, there's a study that was done by a lady named Becca Levy. And Becca Levy, she discovered that those who believed they would live the longest, she interviewed people who were getting close to 100, and they told her that, hey, I believed I was going to have a long life. And as a result, she said they were still here. And so her findings were, those who lived longest were those who believed they would live the longest. And the same goes for all of us. So it's all about your thoughts and staying away from as much negativity as possible. Dr. Bernie Siegel, he's the author of a book called Love, Medicine, and Miracles. And he says what you believe will come true. He says that if you believe that you have a long life, then you're going to live that long life. And the thing about that is, I mean, we don't live cookie cutter lifestyles. So everything is not etched in stone in terms of, we're all going to die at 70, because now people are living longer, beyond 80, beyond 90, and even some people to getting to 100. And so the thing is, If you ever have a conversation with them, though, you're going to find that they're in good spirits. You're going to find that they're positive. You're going to find that they got a great sense of humor going on. So now, as we kind of wrap up for today, before we wrap up, let's quickly identify negative thinking. If you're not sure if your self-talk is positive or negative, here's some common forms of negative self-talk. First of all, you do what's called filtering. You magnify the negative aspects of a situation and you filter out all of the positive ones. For example, if you had a great day at work or if you had something really great happen, you completed your tasks ahead of time and you were complimented for doing a speedy and thorough job. Now, what happens is when you get home, instead of focusing on the fact the compliments that you were given, you focus only on your plan to do even more, tasks. I got to keep going. I got to do this. I got to do that. And you forget about the compliments you received. You don't even acknowledge that. Here's another one, personalizing. When something bad occurs, you automatically blame yourself. For example, you hear that an evening out with friends is canceled and you assume that the change in plans is because no one wanted to be around you. And it may not even have anything to do with you. If you're polarizing, you see things only as either good or bad. There's no middle ground. You feel that you have to be perfect or you're a total failure. Catastrophizing. You automatically anticipate the worst. The drive-through coffee shop gets your order wrong, and you automatically think that the rest of your day will be a disaster. So these are signs. If something goes wrong first thing in the morning, you say, oh, now I see what the day is going to be like. And you couldn't be farther from the truth. So the key is to focus on positive thinking. Now, focusing on positive thinking, if you're a person who's created the habit of negative thinking, it's going to take a little bit of time. But here are some ways to think and behave in a more positive and optimistic way. Identify areas to change. If you want to become more optimistic, then engage in positive thinking. First, identify areas of your life that you typically think negatively about, whether it's work, your a daily commute, a relationship, anything. You can start by focusing on one area to approach in a more positive way. Secondly, start checking yourself. You know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay, I couldn't resist that one. But check yourself. Periodically during the day, stop and evaluate what you're thinking. If you find your thoughts are mainly negative, try to find a way to put a positive spin on them. Be open to humor. Give yourself permission to smile or laugh, especially during difficult times. Seek humor in everyday happenings. Another one is follow a healthy lifestyle. Exercise at least 3 times a week to positively affect mood and reduce your stress. Follow a healthy diet to fuel your mind and body and learn techniques for managing stress. Surround yourself with positive people. Negative people may increase your stress level and make you doubt your ability to manage stress in healthy ways. But positive people are very good at giving you very positive feedback and very good advice that will help you become your very best self. And of course, practice positive self-talk. I'm going to give you a couple of examples before we wrap up for today. Positive self-talk. Here's an example of negative, and then I'll give you an example of the opposite, of its opposite, which would be positive thinking. Negative self-talk is, I've never done that before. Someone wants you to try something new. Positive thinking says, it's an opportunity to learn something new. Negative self-talk says, oh, it's too complicated. Positive thinking, I'll tackle it from a different angle. Negative, I don't have the resources. Positive, necessity is the mother of invention. I'll get the resources. Negative thinking, I'm too lazy to get this done. Positive, I wasn't able to fit it into my schedule, but I can re-examine some priorities. Negative, there's no way it will work. Positive, I can try to make it work, or I can do what it takes to make it work. I'm not a fan of the word try. And so there are lots more of these that you can actually use, and you may want to consider writing some down for yourself. Now, as we wrap up for today, I want to remind you guys that you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and you can get the Power Up Journal sheets for this week, and it will help you when listening to our shows, and there are things that you can do after you've finished listening to the show. So we already have those up there for you. If you haven't downloaded those, then go ahead and get them. The other thing is we're looking to bring you better health information, and I like products that don't have a lot of sugar. I like products that have natural ingredients, and I'm a fan of the protein smoothie and making protein smoothies. And so I have a website. It's called livewithpowernow.com. And you can go and check out livewithpowernow.com. And it's brand new, so there's not a lot up there, but we've got a video up there for you that talks about aging, and we have other information. I also introduced information about coffee that I think you might find interesting. And so you want to go and check that out. That's livewithpowernow.com. The other thing is if you want to go, when you go to our website, designyourlifetoday.com, so you don't have to remember all of this. All you have to remember is to click on mention on show. It's in the menu section. If you click on mention on show, it's going to, you'll see what we talked about today. You'll see the Live with Power link there. You're going to see the Power Up Journal sheets for the week right there. You're going to see other things that I've suggested throughout the week, which started yesterday. And so we did a show yesterday about excellence and the importance of being excellent and what it means. And it means more than you think. It's not about perfection. Also, we've been talking about negative thinking. One of the things that can help you actually to de-stress, which would kind of calm your mind. And see, in order to get into positive thinking, you have to first slow your mind down, calm your mind, and make that shift. Well, a great massage can help you with that. And so what I have for you is I have a 10% off spa finder coupon that's on our site and on Designing Your Life Today. Just click on mention on show and you can get that the code for that. So this is good anywhere in the country. And so you can go there and whatever part of the country you're in, you could actually find a spa that would be more than happy to honor the 10% discount. But of course, you have to register through Spa Fitness first. Also in Spa Fitness, they have a great newsletter that's going to share information with you about how to de-stress and how to stay calm and really how just to feel better overall. So that's there for you also. So we really have some great information there for you. Now, I put information by Brian Tracy up on yesterday, and he has a series on how to become more confident. And confidence is very important, but I want to let you guys know that that's not free. And when you click on it, you're going to see that that's not free, but it's a great set. It's great information. And I like to be upfront with you when things aren't free or when you have to pay for something and it's not mine, of course. I'm bringing it to you because I'm a Brian Tracy fan, and his information, it did help me. It helped me take my life to the next level. And so I'm being upfront and letting you know that I'm one of his affiliates now. And so if you actually purchase something, then I'll get a small percentage. Now that comes out of his pocket. It doesn't come out of yours. So there's absolutely no cost to you. So you can feel confident in knowing that you, if you purchase this, I'm not just selling you something so I can make money off of you. I am mentioning this to you because these are products that I've used and products that I believe in, and they are awesome, and they really did bring about a change in my life. So if you need those, get them. If you don't need it, don't just buy it for the sake of buying something. So get it and use these products because they are going to help you take your life to the next level. Hey, you guys, I think that's all that we have for you, except to remind you to go and check out Mention on the Show because there's still that $25,000 contest that's going on there, and you can go and check that out and see how you can win the $25,000. I'll be bringing you another $25,000 contest or other ways that you can win money, and it's great seed money if one of you can win, and these aren't fly-by-night contests. No, I don't make any money off of that. I just want to share information that you can use your talents and connect it to a better income. on Thriving Thursday, we are going to continue to lay a little bit more of a foundation, but we're going to start to lead into some of the passive income opportunities that I've been talking about. So this is going to be a great week. So are you guys ready to go to work? Of course you are, because you had yesterday off. And so you are definitely ready to go and excited about doing life with power. Have a great day.